Today in Pakistan, the parliament approved legislation that allows President Pervez Musharraf to remain the head of the military, as well as the president. Last year, Musharraf promised the country's Islamic opposition that he would step down as the army chief. But some recent comments indicated he was reconsidering that decision, and now the parliament has stepped in. The leaders of Pakistan's ruling party say Musharraf needs to retain the army post to ensure stability and to help in the battle against terrorism. NPR's South Asia correspondent is Philip Reeves. And Philip, first the basics here. Why did Musharraf agree to relinquish this post in the first place, the army post?
Well, he was under intense political pressure at the time, particularly from the Islamic religious opposition, which was doing its best to paralyze the work of parliament. And he also wanted to strengthen his position short term. So last year, he struck an agreement with the Islamic Alliance, the MMA, in which he pledged to stand down as chief of staff of the army in return for the passage of legislation which strengthened his powers over the government, giving him, for example, the right to dismiss the prime minister and to dissolve parliament. And he then subsequently appeared on New Year's Eve on television and declared that he would indeed stand down.
The concern here was that one man would have too much power. Now he's keeping that job. What's the likely fallout?
Well, there will be, and indeed already are, vocal protests from the opposition parties. There were some lively scenes in Parliament with opposition lawmakers beating their desks, crowding round the Speaker's chair, shouting, "Go, Musharraf, go." But the reality is that it's unlikely Pakistani people will be much surprised. He's hinted for a long time that he wouldn't be taking off his uniform. And it should also be pointed out that he actually hasn't yet confirmed that he will be reneging on that pledge and taking the uniform off. What today's move has done is strengthen his hand, essentially giving him legislation to flourish when it comes to making the arguments for breaking that pledge.
Well, he's got the legislation, but he's still the commander-in-chief of the army and now has the ability to go ahead and stay there, as he has since 1999. Does that mean that it's fair to say Pakistan is still under military rule?
Yes. This is a situation, by the way, which Pakistanis are familiar with. The country's been under military rule for half of its 57-year history. Excuse me. The army and the intelligence services remain the power in the land. And this is an important factor from Musharraf's viewpoint when it comes to this issue. He knows that if he was to quit as chief of army staff, he could place his own position as leader at risk from the army generals. After all, as chief of army staff, he himself seized power from a civilian prime minister in a bloodless coup in 1999.
Interesting, Philip, that the justification for this move, one of the justifications anyway, was the continuing battle against terrorists, and Pakistan has now reported some success in battle against Al-Qaeda operatives today.
Yes, Pakistani forces mounted an operation to free two Chinese engineers who were taken hostage in a tribal region, that's in South Waziristan, near the Afghan border. Officials say they killed five of the kidnappers. They were part of a group that was reportedly led by a man thought to have been a former prisoner in Guantanamo Bay. Reports say that one of the Chinese was killed during the operation. These men had been working on a dam project for China's state-run Sino-Hydro Corporation. They were taken hostage on Saturday, and reportedly kidnappers with explosives strapped to their bodies had holed up in a mud house in South Waziristan and had been threatening to blow themselves up. It should be stressed, though, that information from South Waziristan has always been difficult to glean, as reporters are unable to go there. It's likely, though, that we'll see that this operation play into the larger argument of the need to keep President Musharraf in a position to exercise as much power as he politically can.
Okay, well, thanks for getting us the best information that you can. That's NPR's South Asia correspondent, Philip Reeves.